Rav Tocham Perei Zayin Mishnei Dal Kohen Echol B'Shur Agoda Yeyochol B'Gdi Arach B'Roshay Kerfayim B'Hatz Chusum. Any part of a large ox that is edible could be eaten in a young kid that is brought as a Korban Pesach, including the top of the shoulder blade and the soft bones in the ear and in the breast. Meaning to say that if somebody brings a young kid for a Korban Pesach, and he is a partner in that Korban Pesach, he has a chelik in the Korban Pesach. However, there's not enough busters to go around. His chelik and the young kid that is brought as a Korban Pesach is some of the soft bones and tendons. Now, even though a young kid has that very soft bones and tendons that are edible, however, if his chelik in the Korban Pesach has soft bones and young tendons, then had it been a large ox, those bones and tendons would be much harder and would be unedible. He is not considered a partner in the Korban Pesach, and he would not be yotzei his Korban Pesach with those soft bones and tendons. Even though, since they are bringing a young kid to the Korban Pesach, the soft bones or tendons that are in his chelik are edible. But since, had it been a large ox, and those soft bones and tendons would be very hard and unedible, he cannot be yotzei his chiyuv for the Korban Pesach with those soft bones and tendons. However, the tops and the shoulder blades and the soft bones in the ear and in the breast that would be edible and a large ox, if he has such a chelik of the young kid that is brought as a Korban Pesach, he could be yotzei his chiyuv with the tops of the shoulder blades and the soft bones in the ear and in the breast, since even in a large ox, the tops of the shoulder blades and the soft bones in the ear and the breast are edible. Hashoyver is the esen bepesach hator, hareze loka arba. Somebody who breaks a bone in a pesach that is tar, he would get 40 malchus. And there is a law in the Torah that you're not allowed to break a bone in a Korban Pesach, and if you do break a bone, you're over in that law and you get Malkus. As somebody who's over a law in the Torah, if there are Hasra and Adam, if he was warned, and there are witnesses that would testify that he was over in that law, he would get Malkus. So since there's a law not to break a bone in a Pesach that is Torah, if he does so, he is Chayim Malkus. Avo HaMoyser Batar V'hashever batamei ain aloka etar bump. However, somebody who leaves over for the basar or the Korban Pesach until the morning of the 15th day of Nisan, and the Korban Pesach was tar, even so, he would not get malchus. And even though he was over a lav in the Torah that says lo tasiru mimenu ad boker, that he should not leave over from the Korban Pesach until morning, he would not get malchus, since it's a lav hanitik lase. It's a lav that would be fixed up with an assay. And if you leave over from the Korban Pesach, you have an assay to burn the leftover meat of the Korban Pesach, as the Pasuk says. V'hanoser mimeno ad boker be'eis tisrofu. Whatever is left over from the basar of the Korban Pesach until morning should be burnt in a fire. So therefore, since it's a lav hanitik assay, a lav that would be fixed up with a mitzvah assay, there would be no chiyuv malchus. And so too, somebody who breaks a bone in a Pesach that is Tameh would also not get Malkus. As the issur to break a bone in a Korban Pesach is only in a Korban Pesach that is Tahar. However, a Korban Pesach that is Tameh or that is Paso, there is no issur to break the bone. So somebody who breaks a bone in a Pesach that is Tameh would not be Chayav Malkus. A part of a limb of the Korban Pesach is taken outside of the wall of Yerushalayim. The Korban Pesach is right next to the wall, and part of one limb is outside the wall. So that part of the limb is pasul. As we said previously, that a Korban Pesach that is taken outside of the wall of Yerushalayim is pasul. And a part of the Korban Pesach is taken outside of the wall of Yerushalayim. So that part of the Korban Pesach would be pasul and cannot be eaten. So what do we do with that part of the limb that is pasul? Since that part of the limb cannot be eaten, so we have to cut off that part of the limb from the rest of the Pesach. However, we can't simply just chop off the limb at the point that it became possible, since it's forbidden to break a bone of a Korban Pesach. So we would do the following. Chaytech ha-shemagia le-etzen, v'kayvet ha-shemagia le-perek, v'chaytech. We would start cutting the basar at the point of the limb that had gone out of the wall of Yerushalayim, and would cut off the basar until we reach the bone, and would take off that part of the basar that is pasul. Then we would start peeling off the basa from the part of the limb that is kosher, until we peeled off all the basa, until the joint. And then we cut off the bone at the joint. And the part of the basa that was outside the walls of Yerushalayim would be burnt, while the rest of the basa from that limb could be eaten. Uvamu k'toshim. Kaiseis v'kaiseis, she'em bo mishum shpiras ha'ezim. Regarding other karbanim, that part of the limb is puzzle, and part of the limb is kosher, we could just simply cut with an axe the part of the limb that is puzzle, because there is no iser to break a bone with other korbanos other than a korban pesach. So therefore, if we have any other korban besides the korban pesach, the part of the limb is kosher, and part of the limb is puzzle, we could simply chop off the part of the limb that is puzzle, and then burn that part of the limb, since there's no iser to break a bone in any other korban, with the exception of a korban pesach. The doorways that are in the walls of Yerushalayim, anywhere from the point of the doorway where the door hits the post and inside, is considered part of Yerushalayim, and you can eat kashrim kalim anywhere in that space, as all kashrim kalim, including a korban pesach, could be eaten anywhere inside Yerushalayim. And within the doorways of the walls in Yerushalayim, from the point where the door hits the post and in, that's considered part of Yerushalayim, and kashrim kalim could be eaten there. But anywhere outside that point, from the point where the door hits the post and out, that would not be considered part of Yerushalayim, and you cannot eat kashrim kalim in that space. Hachalonos v'obi achoma kilifnim. Any windows that are in the walls of Yerushalayim, the inside of the window, the space in the window, and the top of the walls of Yerushalayim are considered inside Yerushalayim, and kashrim kalim could be eaten within the windows and on top of the walls of Yerushalayim, and that space is considered part of Yerushalayim.